What a wonderful morning we've had so far, and the Lord has blessed us just like He did almost, what, 2,000 years ago. Let's bow our head and pray first. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful morning. I thank you for the glory that you bring to this church. I thank you, Lord, for being our Christ and our Savior. You have mercy, Lord, in this world. And I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, this morning that you speak to us, that you change our hearts and our minds for you, to recognize who you are and to be able to share that with our friends, with the non-Christians, and to the end of the world. Amen. This morning we are going to learn from Matthew chapter 21, and we're going to take the same message that we are having as a church, and we're going to be learning from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 through 17. I'm not going to read the entire passage. We're going to be asking the same questions at youth night, the same questions the people in Jerusalem asked. They said, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This morning we are going to meet Jesus on two different roads. The first road is the road to Jerusalem. And the second one is the road of Via Dolorosa to Golgotha. This morning we're going to meet Jesus on these two roads. And the first road, we're going to learn about Jesus the Messiah. And the second one, we're going to learn about Jesus the Lamb of God. You better pay attention this morning, and I hope you do, because these two roads may judge us on Judgment Day. They may cry out and say, "You have heard about my son, Jesus. You have heard the word of God. You have heard what Jesus has done. But nevertheless, you may have not done anything about it." You have an opportunity this morning to learn who is Jesus, and to let him, the King of Kings, transform you and transform your life on the road to Calvary. You see, on the road to Jerusalem, we will meet our personal King. On the road of Via Dolorosa, we will meet our personal Savior. I don't have a message for next Sunday, but I hope this entire week you're going to read what transpired during this week more than 2,000 years ago. I hope that this week you will learn what it meant for Jesus to be on these two roads. What those two roads are all about. I want you to read the Bible over and over and over till you understand what happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus decided to walk the walk on the road of Jerusalem and then Via Dolorosa. I ask you this morning, who is this Jesus? Just like the people of Jerusalem said. Think for just a second. Let's go to be more practical. Your non-Christian friends comes to you and says, "Who is this Jesus?" How are you going to answer? Are you going to make the same mistakes the people of Jerusalem made? And we're going to go over that a little bit. Are you going to be able to tell your non-Christian friends who is Jesus? The people of Jerusalem, when they saw Jesus enter Jerusalem, they thought that Jesus is going to be their king and save them from the Roman Empire. People shouted, "Hosanna," says here, "Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." As Jesus was walking into Jerusalem, they were taking their clothes off, expensive clothes, and putting it down. Palm trees, right? Branches, they were spreading it in front of Jesus Christ. People were ecstatic. Even the disciples thought that to themselves that now Jesus will take his rightful heir and throne of Jerusalem. Not too long ago, in chapter 20, you find a mother of Zebedee's sons and goes to Jesus and says to him, "Lord, grant that the one of these sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." People were ready to make him king of Israel. But only Jesus Christ knew what would happen a few days later. One day they shout, "Hosanna to the Lord." And literally a few days later, crucify him. Only Jesus knew what it took to walk the road into Jerusalem and then Via Dolorosa. Only Jesus knew how he would end. So who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus? There's going to be four things and we're going to go quickly over them. But first one, Jesus is the promised Messiah. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Zechariah spoke about Jesus long before he walked into Jerusalem. He said, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Long before that, Jesus is the promised Messiah. And Zechariah tells the people that Jesus will walk on the streets of Jerusalem. To the people of Jerusalem, as I said, they thought they will get a king. The king to deliver them from Rome. But Jesus knew very well that he didn't come into the world to save the Jews from Romans. He came into the world to save every human being. It didn't matter of what denomination you are, of what nation you are, of what ethnicity you are. He didn't come into the world to be the king of the Jews, but the Messiah of the world. He didn't come into the world to lead the Jews, but to lead his people. John 13:17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world to him." So who is Jesus? He's the promised Messiah. Two, Jesus is the divine king. We've talked about this in the past, almost 3 years ago, and I said that Jesus was not elected king. He was born a king. Very big difference. From the beginning, the three wise men recognized that Jesus was born a king when they came to him. The Old Testament talks about Jesus being direct descendants from David. Even the Roman authorities recognized Jesus as king. Jesus was also divine. Jesus was not simply God wearing a human disguise, right? Like, was it Superman wears Clark Kent's glasses to be unrecognized? Or he wasn't a human being who occasionally got a dose of supernatural power, right? And I had Popeye here after eating spinach. That wasn't God. God was divine and human at the same time. He was born a king, authorized by God, the Father, to be born on this earth, who in his divinity, but as a human, died for our sins, that on the third day he would raise up from the dead, and with him that we live in Christ and be connected with God. That's what we're celebrating today and every Sunday over and over and over. So who is Jesus? Jesus is the divine king. Next is Jesus is the Lamb of God. The entrance into Jerusalem was just the beginning of the week. The road didn't stop there. Sometimes we forget about the road of Via Dolorosa. And we cannot go ahead and forget about this every day of our lives. Because it didn't just start with Jerusalem, entrance in Jerusalem. There was another road that is as important. And that is the road that leads to the cross. The cross that you and I should be carrying right now. That cross he took from us. On that cross is all our sins, all our pride, all our gossip, all our lies, all our crying, all the seeds, the hatred, all the pride for and the desires for money and power, all that was on that cross and is still there. You see, on that cross, Jesus took that upon him and we do not have to carry it now. John the Baptist recognized Jesus as the Lamb of God. See what it says in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John the Baptist recognized who Jesus was. Isaiah wrote about him. And I cannot do it that we really need to read this. It's only six verses. But in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4. Listen to me and read this over and over this week. "Surely he took upon our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had not done violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and to cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offerings and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his land. Glory to him. Amen. Because he is not just the divine king, right? He is the Lamb of God. Well, Jesus, the last and not least, is Jesus is your personal Savior. I said it earlier, if you don't know where these two roads lead, you better figure out by the end of the week. You better read the Word of God and understand what these two roads meant to Jesus. You better understand why Jesus walked into the road of Jerusalem and the Via Dolorosa. And I'm going to make it a little bit easier for you. There's only one reason he did that, because so we can be named children of the living God. If your non-Christian comes to you and asks you, who is this Jesus? You better be able to give him a right answer. He's not a prophet. He wasn't just a teacher. He wasn't just a healer. You see, Jesus is my personal Savior. And Jesus better be your personal Savior. You see, when people ask you, who is Jesus? You have to realize that he is my Messiah. He's the divine king. He is the Lamb of God, and he's my Savior. May God help us to recognize this and to be true in our life and live according to the Word of God. Amen.